Welcome back. Little Hawaiian Superman that goes out to my brother, John Sabati. He is the Hawaiian Superman for sure. Best of luck this morning, John, on the mountain. Hey, this is your host, Ray I, with the Vogel Vogger, Matty G, and Peanut, having a wonderful Saturday morning. It's actually good to be back home and be back in the studio, Midwest Outdoor Studios in the bunker. The coming back trip was tough on the old man, though. 10:30 at night, I flew out of Kona. Went to Phoenix, and from Phoenix to St. Louis, we left Tuesday night at 10:30 and didn't get to St. Louis Airport till 1:45 in the afternoon on Wednesday. And of course, on the big flight from Kona to Phoenix, I was in a middle seat, little tiny seat, all crunched up with one guy snoring, hit me with his arm, and lady with a bright light on her kept hitting me with her leg. It was a rough flight. It was like a Seinfeld deal. Jan sitting over there in a nice big chair, you know, at the exit road, stretched out with a blanket. And I'm all crunched up. In this segment, we're going to talk about some of the hunts and a little bit about Hawaii. Before I do that, I didn't get a chance to tell you what else is on the show. Right, Vogler Vogler?
Yes.
We talked about the Hawaiian Superman in segment five. We're going to have John on for a quick report because he'll be up on the mountain. And then we're also going to go down and see Joe Hollenshad at Devil's Backbone and talk to him a little bit. We've got a little story time this week. And in this segment, I'm going to play a couple hunts for you. And then in segment four, of course, Vogler Vogler, you're going to make a few announcements. But what a hunt. What a trip to Hawaii. Awesome. Me and Jan is probably one of our best trips ever. Really enjoyed it. First thing we're going to do is go to the first little hunt. We had this first hunt on our first turkey. And Matty G is going to play that now. I want you to listen to this. You know, of course, I condense these for the radio, but here's the actual hunt with me taking the first turkey on video. Here we go. First hunt. Now, hold on. Stand by. Ray's first hunt. There you go. Turkey flopper.
Hawaiian turkey.
Right, Ray. Congratulations,
thank
buddy.
You.
Listen to this.
In my Hawaiian camouflage.
Yeah, you look sweet.
That scared me.
Awesome.
At 7,000 feet, that scared me. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. I killed my turkeys wearing an Aloha shirt. And like John said, the haters will be out. We'll address that later in the show. I've already got some hate mail over that. One guy actually posted that that was pretty cool for me posing with a Hawaiian shirt to go with the Hawaiian theme, but there's no way I wore that turkey hunting. But I've got it all on video.
I'm looking at the videos right
now.
It's
yeah, just, let's go to let's go to the second hunt. Let's go to the second hunt. Ray's second hunt. Listen to the birds. We're in the forest here. We're down off the mountain. First one was real high. This is down low. This is in the rainforest on an old grass road. Using the Hook's glass call. How cool is that?
Way cool.
That's the one you see on the video where he's coming up the road. With his fan strutting. Listen to the birds in the rainforest. Isn't that cool? A little bit of wind. Afternoon hunt, by the way. Uh-oh. Let's be walking to the bird, in case you wonder what that is, Vogel Vogler.
Nice one.
Out of breath, old and fat. Got to get up off the ground, walk to the turkey.
That happened quick. We were moving and calling.
We're still at about 4,000 or 5,000
feet. Calls it. Stop. Way up the hill, hit a call. Heard him gobble. Heard him gobble again. We made a move. Got closer, closer. Gobbled on his own. Now, I'm going to get some lunch. Welcome to Midwest Outdoors. I'm hunting host Ray Eye. This week, we're hunting the Big Island of Hawaii.
That's the on-camera
turkey.
We shot.
Got a great show coming up. You don't want to miss this show.
All right, the next hunt was Willie Joe. On Monday, we went to a different ranch across the island. Hour and 45 minutes over there, no coffee. We had gas station chicken, which was horrible. But we went way up high. We was about 7,000, 8,000 feet on this hunt. And had a beautiful morning, but we had a lot of wind and a little bit of rain, a lot of fog coming in. I messed up on the first turkey trying to move the camera on him that we should have killed. And we made some moves and set up. And Willie Joe, me and John are both running camera and calling. And Willie Joe set up on his bird. Here we go. That's us walking up. I started him from the truck. That's a 3,000. That's a 3-reed, 6,000 mouth call I built just for Hawaii. Two gobblers that came over a mile across a green rolling hills. John chimes in.
Kill him.
Now, if you're wondering why he said you want me to kill him, it's to make sure it's on camera. That's why he asked that. Of course we wanted him to kill him, but he wanted to make sure it was on camera. And I could have killed a buddy. He actually handed me the gun. The buddy turkey came over and jumped on him. And I could have shot him. I thought, I've already killed two. Why do I need to shoot this turkey? We got a show, you know. You don't got to do that.
This is one where welcome to Midwest Outdoors. We're visiting the Big Island of Hawaii for a turkey hunt. Midwest boy goes to from the Ozarks, goes to Hawaii to do a little turkey hunting.
And I'm going
to
tell you about the mouth call.
We'll be right back.
Here's the mouth call.
I got a quick tip for you for hunting in the hills and the timber and stuff. When I came to Hawaii, I designed a call for out here in this big open country. We're hunting a big ranch here that's wide open, and there's a lot of wind. So this is a heavy latex. This particular mouth call works out here because the sound carriers, you got to have something loud. This call would be too loud in the hills of Missouri, but here it's what started these turkeys and brought these turkeys in. And I'm going to blow this call for you. So if you're going to come out here and hunt this type of country and you generally use a slate or a mouth call, you might want to go to a box, something that's loud that carries, or find a heavy latex mouth call and use that. And you want to change up, adapt to the situation, adapt to the hunting conditions. This country with this wind, this thing is loud.
Hear the turkeys gobbling up on the mountain. That microphone picked
that's
it
like
up. We didn't hear it at the time.
In, but it works in this open country.
Isn't that cool?
You couldn't hear those when you're...
No, you couldn't hear them. I was talking. We was running camera. The wind was blowing. The microphone picks those up.
Oh.
Every time I blew that call, turkeys answered it. When I first hit it, Willie Joe turned around and looked at me going, wow, Uncle Ray. Because turkeys lit up all over the mountain. We hit a box call. We did a glass. We heard one. We was trying to mess. I said, wait, let me hit this call. I hit that call, and in every direction was turkeys gobbling.
Thing when you say Willie Joe, this is a big man. He's not bad. He's a big human being.
Willie Joe, that's my third cousin on my daddy's side. He came to Kentucky to go squirrel hunting. He fit right in. He thought that he was a local. He still got a mullet. The boy still got a mullet. Love that guy. He took us in, and I appreciated him taking us into his place to hunt like that and get a TV show. And I wanted him to shoot the turkey, of course. You know, I've killed turkeys before. I already killed a couple of turkeys. I didn't need to shoot another turkey. All right, we need to take a break. Right, Vogelvogler? How about
yes,
that?
Sir.
We come back. We'll see what kind
live
of announcements we get. Yeah. We'll see y'all on the other side, baby.